All right, it's time for SOTA Money Trends with Metairie Vank here on WWL. We've got a special song for LaToya Cantrell, considering that somebody, maybe she was the one who did it, somebody's trying to get NOPD Officer Jeffrey Vappy back on her security details. So we've got a special song for the mayor coming up here in just a few minutes. All right, John LeBlanc joins us, CEO of Metairie Bank. John, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Sure. John, you know, there's so much talk about buying homes, and it's almost like the message is everybody needs to buy a home, but maybe that's not right for everybody. So I'd like you to take a moment to address the idea that buying a home, I mean, yes, you can, you know, get deductions from buying a home, but that's not something that's going to always make or break somebody's life. So is it okay to rent sometimes?
Absolutely, Scoot. And I think that decision starts with a lifestyle question. You know, one of the things that are important to you, certainly we all need some type of shelter for ourselves or our family. But there's other things that are important to us as well. Maybe it's proximity to a certain part of town or certain schools, or maybe fishing's your thing or hunting and you want to live in the country. Mm-hmm. So certainly lifestyle is a big part of that. And it might involve things like certain amenities, like maybe a gym or a swimming pool you'd like mm-hmm. to have access to on a regular basis. And those things are, you know, very expensive to add to your home or to acquire. And if that's important to your lifestyle, then maybe renting is better for you. And it also depends on your time horizon. If you're looking for if you want to be in an area for a long term, I would certainly recommend buying. I think it's proven over the long term that buying real estate is a better investment than renting. Certainly, when you rent a property, there's no equity buildup that's accruing to you. That certainly goes to the owner of the property, but that may not be important to you. But if you look at the New Orleans marketplace over the last 15 years, the value of the average home has gone up 50%.
Wow.
So if you divide, you know, that by 15 years, that's a little more than 3% a year. So if you bought the average price home in 2008, 2007, which was around $300,000, that house is now worth $450,000.
Yeah.
And for a lot of us, our home is our biggest investment, and it's the way we generate generational wealth. You know, a lot of us aren't as fortunate as others and don't have really good retirement plans or 401k plans, and our home really becomes the place where we build our wealth.
So, yeah. Hey, John, when I – I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say long-term, I definitely think ownership is important to look at, but the number one is lifestyle and what's important to the individual.
Right. I have owned homes in my life, but I've rented much of my life, especially since being divorced. For the most part, I've rented. I think I owned one house since I was divorced in the mid-'80s. And there are times that I feel like I should buy. There are some reasons why renting in the situation that I'm in is good. And when I first came back to New Orleans, I wasn't in a position to buy anything. I was literally starting over in every way. I'm in that position where I could do something now, but I'm, you know, like my washer went out the other day. And so, you know, it's easy to just, you know, call up my landlord who does a great job and he's sending somebody over to fix it. I like that. There's no grass to cut. There's really no maintenance to worry about. I mean, I take care of the place, but there are some advantages to renting. And you're also helping out the people that have taken out loans to buy property to rent.
Oh, absolutely. So I don't think there's a right or a wrong answer to that question. I think it's lifestyle and providing shelter to yourself in a way that fits the way you want to live. I know I have young adult children and they both live in condominiums and that's a little bit of both worlds, right?
Yeah.
They're owning a piece of real estate. The appreciation and the value is accruing to them as equity in the property, but the building has one roof that covers
Right.
20 or 30 units, so they don't have to replace a roof by themselves every time a storm comes, or, you know, there's amenities associated with those buildings. So I really think you start at the lifestyle question and what's important to you, and I think you can find the best housing solution from there.
Yeah.
And then I think the next thing is, if you do want to, or if you are considering buying, it's determining how much home you can afford. And, you know, the general rule, and this is an easy rule of thumb for anyone to apply, is figure out how much you make annually, multiply that number by 45%. And whatever the product of that calculation is, that's how much you can afford for your home and all your other debts. So real quickly, if your household makes $100,000 a year, you can afford to put $45,000 towards your mortgage and any other debts you have. So you would have to add up your car notes, your credit cards, and any other fixed debts that you have, and subtract that from that product, and you'd figure out how much you can afford for your mortgage.
Maybe that's why I haven't bought a house recently, because I just don't like doing math. Sounds like a lot of math.
Well, if you ever have a question or anyone has a question, feel free to call
Battery Bank will do the math for me.
Absolutely.
That's
and
a big advantage.
Programs, you know, there's a broad spectrum of products out there for people, whether it's a low down payment programs or large jumbo mortgages. We've got products to help everyone.
Right. You know, with just so much talk about buying homes, I don't want renters to feel like they're, you know, some kind of a lower class citizen, because for some people it's just beneficial and it works. John, I want to deviate for just a moment before we let you go. And I want to ask you about inflation. It seems like inflation is here, but I'm not hearing the panic that seemed to be associated with the idea of inflation, you know, even months ago. Is this something that people are just kind of getting used to?
The economy has adjusted to it very well. When you look back almost a year ago, inflation was running over 9% due to the actions of the Fed. Inflation's now down to 6%, but that's still too high for an ongoing basis. We really need to get that down to around 3%. But to answer your question, yes, I think the economy's been able to handle it fairly well. And unfortunately, as the Fed continues to tighten the market and raise rates over the next couple of quarters, and we see even higher rates, I think things could get more difficult. In order for the Fed to be effective, we've got to see, unfortunately, jobless or unemployment rate increase. The job market right now is so strong. There are so many vacancies across the country that wages are continuing to go up, and openings or vacancies are still at very high levels. So we're in a very tough spot right now.
Well, we will be here to watch it, and you will be here to tell us about it. It's SOTA Money Trends every Wednesday with Metairie Bank. Today, John LeBlanc, CEO of Metairie Bank, has joined us. John, thanks for being with us on WWL.
All righty. Thank you, Scoot.
Okay.